Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the so-called Nation of Islam, has again dehumanized Jews. It's not the first time, but it's the most recent manifestation of his anti-Semitic hatred. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Farrakhan's racist language is the same kind of dehumanizing rhetoric used by Hitler that laid the groundwork for the Holocaust. He said that he is not an anti-Semite. He says, quote, "I'm not an anti-Semite, I'm anti-termite." And he said that Jews, he called Jews termites, termites.
Low. And that's exactly what Hitler referred to them as, isn't
he
it?
He did, yeah. I mean, and they were ultimately dehumanized. They were ultimately the scapegoat for everything that was bad in society, to the point where they couldn't hold public jobs, couldn't hold private jobs. They were put in concentration camps. They were ultimately destroyed.
Yeah.
Farrakhan ought to be soundly condemned by those who have proudly had their photographs taken with him. And this is President Obama. This is
Maxine Waters.
Keith Ellison. Yeah.
And also the lady that is the so-called co-founder of the Women's March. And there's others. Where are the choir of voices condemning his remarks?
Yeah. And this is not subtle, his comparison here. And he has praised, Louis Farrakhan has, Adolf Hitler in the past. But think about this. He compares them to termites. Well, what do you do when you have termites in your house? You have those termites exterminated. What did Hitler do to the Jews?
Yes.
The genocide. He tried to exterminate them. So Farrakhan's choice of words here, yes, it's kind of there's some alliteration, it's kind of a play on words, but I think it runs much deeper. What is he saying by calling
really
them termites?
I mean, you think of termites, and he used that term intentionally. A termite is something that eats away at the foundation, eats the wood, and ultimately destroys the house, the building, destroys the foundation. And obviously, you're not going to allow that to continue. They are a nemesis, and you're going to exterminate them. You bring in exterminators. You gas them. And when he uses the term that he is anti-termite, it is horrible to think of what he actually means. He blames the Jews for things such as 9/11. He says that Hitler was a good man. And yet President Obama stood beside him and smiled as he got a photograph. Maxine Waters.
He's consistently described the Jewish synagogue as a synagogue of Satan and claimed that satanic Jews, quote unquote, control everything and most everybody and are responsible for destroying everything good about the world.
Yeah, and he says, quote, "The Jews don't like Farrakhan." This is from Louis Farrakhan. He says, "The Jews don't like Farrakhan, so they call me Hitler." Well, that's a good name.
Oh.
"Hitler was a very great man," close quote.
Mm.
Oh.
Now, and he's still, you know, the Twitter, others.
Facebook, Twitter.
They censor conservatives. They censor Christians. But they allow him to get away with this. Now, he has been removed temporarily, I guess, on Twitter before, but he put up this statement,
little video,
"I'm not an anti-Semite, I'm an anti-termite." That's a Twitter post by him, and nothing happened to him.
No.
I'm so sick and tired of the social media bias.
Oh.
And I'm sick and tired of people allowing this man to make these comments, high-ranking leaders, and they don't come out and say a single thing. Silence is deafening from these leaders.
No, in fact, they clamor for their photo ops with Louis Farrakhan. It's upside down. It defies logic and reason.
And don't forget, back in 2015, he called Caucasian people white devils and potential humans who haven't evolved yet. So he doesn't limit his racist comments just to Jews, but it's all horrible.
And you know, he is the epitome of reverse racism. And when someone stands beside him and lends their photo to him, they are supporting him. And he is the most, he doesn't hide his racism for non-blacks. And he doesn't hide his racism against Jews. He's out there. He's proud of it. And yet the leaders just simply don't say anything. Now, if someone had gotten their photo with David Duke, and David Duke said something, you can bet that the Democratic leadership and others in the liberal left, so-called progressive, I call them socialist, radicalist, secularist, they would be outraged. And, you know, whether it's someone that is saying racist things against people and that they are anti-people of color, that they are white supremacist, that's wrong. Just as much and so more so than what he's doing, because he is actually targeting a group of people who have experienced the result of this kind of rhetoric.
In genocide, yeah.
Proudly supported Hitler, who killed millions of Jews, you know, horribly killed them.
It's unbelievable, too, because many of those secular progressives you're talking about, Matt, they purport to be anti-fascists. Well, it doesn't get any more fascist than this. It doesn't get any more fascist than Adolf Hitler and pushing genocide and comparing Jews to termites. And yet, as you mentioned, the silence is deafening. And that term you used, reverse racism, I get that. I understand why people say that, because it kind of explains racism when it's kind of the photo negative of typical racism we think about against people of color. But racism is racism.
Racism is racism, yeah.
This is just pure racism. I don't even really use the term reverse racism, although I know it makes a point, but it's just pure racism.
Yeah, you know, he gave this most recent comment. And again, this is not something just came out of the blue. This is who he is. This is what he lives and breathes. But he was at an event on a Sunday to mark the so-called 23rd anniversary of the Nation of Islam's Million Man March. Well, obviously there weren't a million men there, but he named it Million Man March. And the Holy Day of Atonement in Detroit. He was in Detroit. Now, why would he be in Detroit? Why would he be in this area of Michigan? Well, no offense to some people that are in Michigan, but you had a person by the name of Henry Ford. Remember him? An anti-Semite. The founder of the Ford Motor Company. He ultimately helped to republish this mythical publication that he continued to republish, and it blamed the Jews for everything. And no wonder why there is such a, in certain pockets of Michigan, such an anti-Semitic community that developed. It goes all the way back to Henry Ford. You know, he was the one supporting Hitler and selling Hitler vehicles during the Holocaust until such time as the public outcry got to be to the point where he stopped. So he's in Detroit, Michigan for this 23rd anniversary. And he jokes, I'm not an anti-Semite. People call me an anti-Semite. Stop it, he says. I'm not anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite, referring to the Jews as destructive creatures that need to be eliminated. I don't know about these other leaders. I can tell you what, here at Liberty Council, Christians in Defense of Israel, we soundly condemn those kinds of racist remarks. And they have no place in our discussion. And we condemn them. And they have no place, and I call on every other leader to condemn Farrakhan and disassociate any relationship with him. Those kinds of remarks cannot be tolerated. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also go to our Christians in Defense of Israel, Christians in Defense of Israel website, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. Join us as we travel to the Holy Land in March and April of 2019. You can go to CID Israel for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.